Concern about concussions in the NFL has trickled down to the ranks of youth football. Parents are scrambling to get the latest safety gear. Leagues are enacting new rules designed to limit those crushing hits. And now the country's dominant youth football organization is pushing a new anti-concussion measure. It's not a helmet, not a rule, but a new way to tackle. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Jane Hammond reports.
On a windy day in Macon, Georgia, dozens of second graders are standing on a university football field, crowded around Atlanta Falcons rookie Taron Jones. The pro football player is here to show these kids some new tricks.
One, two. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. First group up.
Jones is helping to lead a heads-up football clinic. It's one of hundreds held across the country this spring by the nonprofit USA Football. Primarily funded by the NFL, these clinics teach parents about proper helmet and shoulder pad fitting, and kids as young as 6 years old learn how to avoid concussions from pros like Taron Jones.
Nobody wants to get concussions because it sucks and it's not fun. I've had a couple.
The heads-up approach is simple. First, it modifies the typical stances players take when they're lined up before the snap.
Feet! Come on, guys. Be loud. Feet!
Feet are wider than usual.
Squeeze!
Kids are taught to squeeze shoulder blades back and down.
Sink!
They sink into a low squat with hands forward and backs at 45-degree angles to the ground.
Good group. Next one in.
Normally, players dip lower, diving head first into the opponent. Here's what a conventional hit sounds like. Now, here's a tackle using the heads-up technique.
There you go. Drive. Lock it out.
Not everyone is convinced that these tips can actually prevent concussions. Former NFL tight end Nate Jackson says it might work in practice, but the training will all go out the window in a real game.
They can easily talk about these steps and techniques to making a safe tackle, but really the most effective way to hit and to tackle is to shoot yourself into them with your head. When there's a game happening and you get put in that survival mode and you react and you go head first, you go with the most effective way to do it.
Still, doctors and scientists are hopeful the technique will help. Gerard Joya is a neuropsychologist at the Children's National Medical Center in Washington. He says if kids learn these techniques early, they'll become instinctive.
You've been taught how to do this all along in the same way that we learn any kind of skill. With enough practice and with enough appropriate coaching along the way, your best way of winning the game is to keep yourself in the game.
Stay low.
At the heads-up drill, Tracy Weekly is watching her 12-year-old run into a tackle dummy twice his size. She says her son has already suffered two concussions while playing rec football.
I wish that every youth football from middle school, high school, and rec would have to take this seminar. But you have coaches that are teaching the way they were taught when they were playing football. So they're teaching harder to hit, the better to hit.
Coaches are getting the message. After pilot testing 2 years ago, more than 2,000 youth leagues have signed up. 35 high schools nationwide are using the technique. Two of those teams won state championships. Even the pros are buying in, theoretically. The NFL has added rules that mirror the heads-up fundamentals, but the safest methods may not reach the professional level until these kids grow up.
Let's go.
For NPR News, I'm Jane Hammond in Macon, Georgia.